Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I tweeted yesterday. I think I even botched it because I forgot the tie. But the point is the same. The Redskins are now 60-100 since Bruce Allen was hired 10 years ago. They've snuck into the playoffs and lost in the first round twice under him.
So they're 60-101 because of the dumb tie?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Although I got to look that up because Pro Football Reference, I don't know that when I look at Bruce Allen's ledger on PFR, if you pull it up, I think they have like the 16 games and it's like this. Instead of being 7-8-1 or whatever it was, it seems like it's 7-9. I'm not sure.
Well, remember, they skipped the 2 years where McLuhan was GM, and they don't give him credit for those.
Which
Pro
is
Football
hilarious.
Reference. I give him credit. He earned those.
Oh, he earned it big time. But they've snuck into the playoffs twice on his ledger. They've won more than 9 games just once. Yet his role has expanded since he was originally hired. It's pretty amazing. I was talking to someone yesterday about whether or not he's going to be brought back. To me, that's the whole question. That's the whole deal. If you're a Redskins fan, all you should care about, honestly, as important as Dwayne Haskins is, Dwayne Haskins being good or bad, being the future or not, even though that could set them back a couple years, I think it pales in comparison to whether or not Dan Snyder has an epiphany and says, I've got to go in a different direction. I need someone else to run this thing. The guy that has done this for 10 years. This is not a month or two. This is not a year or two. This is not a reactionary change. You've had a decade. We should all be so lucky to get 10 years at our job to try to figure it out while getting bad results. Well, it's only been 10 years. I'll figure it out eventually.
In the next 10, I'll get this thing right.
But I was having this conversation with someone, and we're talking about whether or not he's going to be out. I said, I just don't think so. They're very, very close. And I told them a story that I've known for a long time, and I've just never even thought about twice. And they thought it was the craziest story in the world. And they're like, is that something you've talked about? I'm like, no. Why would I talk about it? They're like, it's amazing. And so I told you the story a few minutes ago, and you think it's a crazy story.
And my jaw dropped.
I think it's a complete nothingness. I think the story is kind of uninteresting, but I'm going to tell it anyway, and you can be the judge, I suppose.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So this is just kind of the reason I even bring it up is we're talking about Bruce's future. I think it gives a little bit of
it's a window.
Window into the relationship, the friendship, and maybe even the workplace environment, I don't know, at Redskins Park. But the story is this, that I've heard this from people over the years, a couple times over, that like a lot of what they call office golf gets played at Dan's office. So what I don't really know, I've always imagined that it's putt-putt, like he's got a little putt-putt green.
Maybe it's like one of those wiffle ball golf things you got to chip.
I think they probably have like a couple putt-putt holes or maybe one putt-putt hole set up in his office. Could be one of these technological boards where it's like you're actually playing 18 holes like they have at nice gyms like the St. James or something. But I think it's putt-putt. But long story short, it's a big thing at Redskins Park. If you're kind of in Dan's inner circle, you're one of his golf buddies, you get to go play, I say a round of golf with him, but really you just get to go putt with him in his office. The story is just that he used to, at certain times, like come out of his office, upset, screaming about where Bruce was because Bruce was late for tea time.
Bruce was late for his tea time.
So he'd be like, where's Bruce? And everyone's like, what do you mean, where's Bruce? He's like, he's supposed to be in here. We've got a 3 o'clock tea time. It's like 3:06.
Somebody's like yelling and cursing at people.
He's like, I need Bruce. We're supposed to be playing right now. It's like Bruce has to then be notified that he's late for his tea time and come running into Dan's office and they go play their golf.
Do we understand?
That's the story.
Now,
Grant, I don't think it's that interesting.
Grant has basically, this has been your stance that, that's just a little mundane detail. That's just something. It's small. It's an anecdote.
Workplace shtick.
And I was trying to explain to everybody. When they were asking, what's the story? I said, we're going to save it for air. All we all want is confirmation and evidence of what we already know. These two, Tweedledee and Tweedledeevil, are not entitled and should not be running any operation, let alone a football team that millions of people care about. These two goobers, these two discarded candies, these gobstoppers, these jackasses, these platoons do not get anything. This is the kind of crap, these shenanigans are the priority.
I just love the idea, I will say, of a very frustrated and annoyed Dan on like a Thursday at Redskins Park, storming out of his office, asking if anyone's seen Bruce because he's late for putt-putt. Now, do they have like a bunch of holes set up? Is it just one hole? I don't really know, but they have these appointments.
He's got a tee time.
But what's great is they'll play it. They call it like playing a round. So they don't like come and putt a couple times. Like they play 18, they say, is what I was, the way it was described to me.
Yeah.
So like they'll, like, I don't know if they've, supposedly you move things around his office and you set up these holes. I don't
really
know.
There's a whole course.
So I would love to
like have designers.
I should ask Cooley. I think Cooley's played a bunch. I don't really know. But like,
you mean the guy with no responsibilities has played sometimes? That guy?
He has some responsibilities. He works.
Well, I'm saying he does. But I mean, I'm perfectly fine with Chris Cooley, retired NFL player, having some rec time.
But what's amazing is, so like a handful of them get together, they go into his office, and then they play around. But I just want to know, like, I can imagine Bruce, like, darting out of meetings. The way it was described to me, and I don't have all the details of what, but like Dan Snyder will be upset and Bruce will leave what he's doing.
Imagine this.
Because he's late for his tee time.
Do people understand this?
Like, hey, we got to talk about this this linebacker at LSU. And he's like, hang on, guys.
I have a tee time with the big man.
So he goes and hauls ass and goes and plays his golf in Dan's office and goes back and does whatever he does.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
The reason I don't think it's an amazing story is, I guess, number one, I think, you know, like, we don't have a real workplace here. We don't have a real work environment. So we'll throw the football, or we could, if we had a putter, we could putt out there. I don't view Redskins Park as a actual workplace. I mean, these are people that, you know, are drinking in their office when they want to. I'm not saying all the time, but they've got can have a pop, have a beer, whatever it is, have beers in a cooler if they want. It's just not a normal work environment. So the fact that a couple guys are getting together to play putt-putt regularly, and I don't know if this is still something done every day or what, doesn't blow my mind. I do think it's funny, though, the idea that Bruce Allen will, like, leave what he's doing occasionally to go have his time because Dan's like, Bruce, where is Bruce? I need Bruce right now. We've got a tee time.
And the rest of us are going, he's never getting fired because someone's got to play around with old Dan. Someone's got to be his friend. He's his bought and paid for friend. It's so ridiculous. And again, it's not everything. It doesn't mean that's all they do. And I understand there's still meetings and business gets done. It's a window. It's a window into the relationship between those two boobs and how disconnected they are from everybody else.
It's apparently competitive and like super serious.
Because there are people there that are working. And that's what they see. That's leadership. Instead of doing everything you need to do, your boss, the big overseer, the guy that's in charge of all of it, the grand poobah, has to leave because the twerp needs someone to hit fake golf balls in his giant office space.
I think they're real golf balls. I think they're putting.
Maybe they're chipping. I don't know what they're doing. The point is, stop doing it. Win a game. Win three games and then play and celebration. I know it's small. I know it's not everything. I just know that it's a window and it's insight into these people that we can't stand.
Can't you see it, though?
Yes, of course I can.
Can't you see Dan upset because tee time was at 1:10 and it's 1:13 now?
Where the bleep is that son of a...
And he's going, get me Bruce! And Bruce, I don't know what meeting he's in or what he's doing. I'm really not even sure what is it you say you do here. But he leaves his desk. He's like, oh, man, I forgot. In the same way that, like, you forgot you had to be downstairs to talk to CK at 2:05. And you're like, shoot! And you, like, start running down. And he's like, he runs in. He's like, all right, what hole are we on? You know?
I'm sorry I missed the first one. I'll catch up. You got to keep the pace of play in our fake golf game.
It's
unbelievable.
Definitely.
And
fun.
I know we're not a serious workplace. We're not doing what they're doing. Yeah. I've been in serious workplaces where you have to do work. Do your job. Do it. Do your job well. Then play golf.
So I got a big question about the Redskins next.
Yeah, buddy.
We can actually open this up on the phones, I think, at 800-636-1067. If they played the Bengals on Sunday, who would win? The Bengals are 0 for the season and picking first in the draft.
Yeah.
And they're fairly actively losing on purpose, I would say. they're not quite the Dolphins of tanking. They hired a new coach. They knew they were going to stink this year.
I don't think they knew they'd be this bad.
I don't think so either. Could the Bengals beat the Redskins? Who would win that game if you had to put money on it this weekend?
I got some close analytics for you, too, on that.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. I do want to clarify one thing. A lot of the golf gets played and the holes get set up in Bruce's office, I'm being told. I think I said Dan's office.
You did.
So the story, all the details are still correct, where like he'll go to his office for the tee time and he's not there and he'll have someone go find him and all that. But apparently a lot of the holes generally are set up in Bruce's office for the golf times, the putt-putt between Dan and Bruce.
That is an important clarification.
I don't know how that changes your feelings on the story, but apparently the home course is actually in Bruce's office, not Dan's. I don't know if that's better or worse.
It actually makes it worse for me.
Does it?
It makes it worse. If this is just the owner who's got nothing to do, who's just like twiddling his thumbs and come play with me, the fact that it's in Bruce's office, the tone setter for the organization, the executive that's empowered, the day-to-day, the front-facing guy, that's the guy. You're playing golf in his office. I'm stewing a little bit more about that.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.